Funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee. Streetwise Athlone.
In this series, we learn about the old and recent history of the streets of Athlone, hear the thoughts and memories of locals and tourists, and the changes we might see in the future.
Episode 39, Willow Park.
Historian Garrod O'Brien tells us about the history of the area.
The Willow Park area takes in a large number of housing estates built on greenfield sites in the past 50 years. These include Willow Crescent, Willow Grove, Willow Park, Willow Park Avenue, Willow Park Drive, Willow View, Meadowbrook, Thornbury Drive and Norwood Court. They occupy large swathes of land in Kilmacoo townlands, which would have traditionally been agricultural land. There are three distinct townlands in Kilmacoo, and in 1854 there were only 20 houses in the whole area. Six of them with reasonably large holdings. Two had corn mills, and the remainder were tenant farmers living on small holdings. Willow Park was built in the late 1960s and early 70s, and as affordable housing, many families moved out of traditional local authority housing because of various incentives which made the prospect of owning one's own new house seem highly attractive. There were grants being offered to tenants to vacate council estates, and also government grants for first-time buyers of new homes. The result was that many of those who moved out almost 2 miles from town had been used to living in close-knit communities where they had deep family roots and the backup of their extended families, and they found it difficult to settle in. There were, of course, many benefits to moving out of town, while still being within walking distance of the town centre: the rail and bus stations, shopping centres, sports facilities, secondary schools, and of course a third level education system offering courses in a wide range of subjects. Today, further benefits include the fact that the area is serviced by the local bus network, that there's a fine medical centre in Bonavalley, and a range of shops and services in the Auburn Retail Centre, catering for the needs of residents. In the early 1970s, Willow Park Football Club was founded by a group of local residents, and they quickly became involved in the newly reformed Athlone Schoolboy League and Midlands Schoolboy League. In time, these schoolboy players became the backbone of the senior club. The club was very fortunate in its early days to have the support and expertise of people such as Porrig Nicholson, Dennis Clark and Seamus Hayes. In 1985, the Willow Park Sports and Social Club purchased 10 acres of land, giving them the opportunity to have their own sporting facilities. For a while, the reputation of the Greater Willow Park area suffered due to various problems, including some antisocial behaviour and a chronic flooding problem. However, due to the hard work and commitment of an excellent residents' association, the area now has a renewed sense of community pride, and things are really looking up for Willow Park. They even managed to get a nomination for the National Pride of Place Awards. The residents were very proactive, organising to mow grass, strimming borders and footpaths, picking up litter, and repairing and repainting fences to enhance the overall area. Willow Park is an example to other estates as to what can be achieved with good leadership and a buy-in by the residents. The source of flooding in Willow Park was the River Al, one of the two main tributaries of the Shannon in Athlone. The Al rises in Crosswood and flows in a southwesterly direction to enter the Shannon downstream of the Weir at Burgess Park. Along its journey, it flows through the Willow Park housing estate, where it has been culverted under the estate roads. The river has several other culverts, including one which runs under the Dublin-Galway railway line at Kilmacoo. In recent years, the local community in Willow Park, together with the Friends of the Al River and the community water officer, have organised several clean-ups along the course of the Al River to remove domestic rubbish and discarded household equipment which were adding to the flooding problem. These clean-ups improve the amenity value of the area, as well as highlighting the wildlife and heritage of this important tributary. The Athlone Flood Relief Programme, which was announced by Flood Relief Minister Kevin Boxer-Moran, has already begun its work. 8 distinct projects have been identified, and the case of the Al River is one of these. The relief project is determined to implement whatever remedies are considered necessary to safeguard areas such as Willow Park from repeat flooding by the River Al.
Paddy tells us about Willow Park FC and the local community.
Willow Park FC was formed up in 1972 by the residents of Willow Park. At the time, there was a new housing estate and a lot of army people have moved in, and they decided to get together and form a committee and try and get a sports ground. And Dave Howard, Lord rest him, and his brother who owned the land, sold the land to Willow Park, and the land was given on condition that it would never be used for anything else, only sports. So Willow Park started developing with the members of the residents and that, and to this day it's been building and thriving. It's gone from one football team to now 16 teams out there. It's a huge task. There's one man out there, Jerry McHugh, who's been there for the last 20 years. You might as well say he's Mr. Willow Park. He's keeping the place going, because every morning, day and night, Jerry McHugh was out there fundraising, cutting grass, washing places down, with the help of 3 or 4 people out there. But before that, the late Frank Frawley and Paddy Muldoon, Frank Kieran and all them, Billy Dyle, Sean Kelly, Benji O'Grady, Peter Shine, Paddy Nocton, they're all the people, the main ones behind it, and got it up and going. And the place is thriving today. It's a massive, massive ground. It's 9.5 acres, but just built new dressing rooms. The Astra Turf is now all getting rebuilt at the cost of nearly £15,000. And Jerry McHugh is a one-man fundraiser out there, keeping it going. We collect clothes, black bags, anyone that has clothes or anything. Every penny raised goes to fundraising, paying for the improvements of the grounds. And we're lucky that we have the grounds out there. We have the school boys, the school girls, the youths, the adults, all thriving out there. And Willow Park itself, there's a lad out there, Porrig Higgins, keeps the place going with his committee, keeps it all clean and everything. And there's a huge diversity of nations out there. I moved into Willow Park in 1985. I moved in on a Friday and I went to the Lebanon on a Sunday. So I stranded my wife there with 4 kids, but I had great neighbours. We were only strangers in there, but the late Marie Jackson, she was the secretary of Willow Park. And at that time, when anyone moved into the park, the priest, the secretary of the Resident Association, all arrived at your house. They greeted you and handed you an envelope for a donation. Everyone looked after everyone. If anything happened with anyone, with any of the families, all the families got together, the clubs got together, and everyone minded one another and looked after one another. Everyone went into everyone's house. There were no doors closed back then. Back in 2000, I think the memory that really hits me is the time we got flooded. The water was let down the Dublin Road, turned into the park and flooded it. And we were all at a funeral that evening. One of our founders of the park, the residents and that, the late Jerry Kelly. So while we're all standing around saying the prayers and Flynn's, all our phones start going off. So we said, that's Jerry's way of telling us, it's on me, it's a wet day, I'm happy. It only came into Willow Park, turned left into Willow Park, didn't go anywhere else, just flooded Willow Park. We went the whole way down as far as Peter Shine's house at the time was the last house in the park. And the water found its way the whole way down there. It took time to get it back together again, but it got back. And the community was better for it because it got stronger and stronger because everyone was looking after everyone.
Streetwise Athlone. Historical research and presentation by Garrod O'Brien. Additional research by Damien McKellen. Interviews by Amanda Gunning, Ursula Ledwith, Mel Ray, and Erica Follows Smith. Editing by Kyle McKellen. Produced by Amanda Gunning. The additional contributor to this episode was Paddy Costello. funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.